Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice sent a stern warning today to North Korea about its apparent preparations to launch a long-range ballistic missile.
It would be a very serious matter and indeed a provocative act should North Korea decide to launch that missile.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore is monitoring the North Korea story and another security challenge to the U.S. from Iran.
Iran says that it's determined to enrich uranium, but only as fuel for a nuclear power plant. North Korea appears to be preparing to test launch a missile that could conceivably reach the United States, and it's expected to say it's only for its peaceful space program. Neither of these two charter members of President Bush's axis of evil is believed in the outside world, and both are suspected of operating in tandem in order to whipsaw the West into concessions. That they're having some success is attested to by the soft manner the United States has adopted towards both of these potential threats. At the Merchant Marine Academy commencement in Kings Point, New York today, President Bush appealed to Iran to accept the reasonable offer of the West and set Iran on a better course. Incentives that the Tehran government has been offered appear to have aroused some interest, but not enough to make it suspend uranium enrichment. Urging Iran to abandon any ambitions to obtain nuclear weapons, the president spoke much more in terms of carrot than sanction stick, although that can be viewed as a tactical move. The administration's posture towards North Korea has also been more in terms of carrot than stick, although Secretary of State Rice today called the potential missile launch a very serious matter. The White House is urging the government in Pyongyang to abide by its missile moratorium, which has been in effect since 1999, and resume the six-party negotiations on its nuclear program. Both Iran and North Korea are playing their cards very skillfully. Gone from the big power, small power diplomacy is the strategy of prevention and preemption. Whatever weapons Iran and North Korea may be developing to hold over the heads of the big powers, one weapon they have already deployed, the weapon of mass distraction. This is Daniel Shore.